Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and if you're new to the show, I'm an angel intuitive, a certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, and I do these shows every week to spread spiritual information, spiritual teaching, create a sense of community. We also do psychic and intuitive readings. So thank you for joining me today. I hope that you're enjoying your Sunday and the weekend, staying dry. If it's raining by you, I know there's been a lot of floods in Louisiana and Texas, and even here, I'm in California, we've had some rain. So, and if it's cold by you, I hope that you're staying warm. You know, the good news is that spring is only a few more days away. Oh my God. Yesterday we moved our clocks forward, daylight savings time, and now we get to enjoy an extra hour of daylight. And we love the light, right? Because we're light workers, and the light is here to stay. You know, let me get an amen. Light is here to stay. Yeah. Right? And we're definitely in a new era, for sure, of peace, of light, and love. And, but you know what happens when there's a lot of light coming in, because that's what's happening, is two things. Number one, it can be blinding. You know, imagine like you're in a dark room or you're outside and it's pitch black, and then all of a sudden you see a headlights coming towards you, and whoa, it's hard for you to adjust, right? But eventually your eyes adjust. It's like the deer in the headlights thing, right? That's what's happening for some people. The light is blinding for some people, but eventually you adjust. And you start to become accustomed to it. And that's one thing. The second thing is that it can be frightening. It can be frightening for people that want to stay hidden, want to hide in the dark. Because when you know, it's like when you turn a flashlight on, you can see. Nothing can hide. Everything's out in the open. And that's what's been happening in the world right now. Everything's out in the open for everyone to see. The greed, the corruption, some of the negative energy out there, the things that have been kept secret from us for many eons are starting to come to the surface to be released. And a lot of that too is the old thinking, that old way of being fearful, being centered around limiting beliefs, worry, frustration. And, you know, we haven't been taught that we really have the power to create our reality. We haven't been taught that. And we're not victims. We're not. And maybe that sounds radical to you or shocking, probably even unbelievable, but as I mentioned before, we've been kept in the dark. We've been kept in the dark about it. So now as we move into this new era, into the light, we go through what's called ascension, and we reunite with the highest versions of ourself. You know, it's kind of like climbing a ladder. We have these different rungs. We can go as high as we want to, and we're all in different places on the ladder. Some people are on the first. Some people are on the 52nd. If there's a ladder that big, but it's just, we're all on different levels. But the truth is really that you're already at the top of that ladder. We're multidimensional beings and we exist everywhere at once. And your soul is there. Your soul is already waiting for you to reconnect with it. The true, unique beauty and love that you have within yourself. And all you have to do is just bring it down to you, anchor it down and bring it into this dimension and lose that fear. So we've been going through this process collectively for many years, but it started to accelerate over the past century, especially since 2010-ish, past 5 or 6 years. We're being forced to face our fears, our demons, our insecurities, limiting beliefs, so we can move past them and remember who we truly are. This is the grand awakening that has been predicted for eons by many spiritual teachers and healers. And some of our limiting beliefs have been passed down by our family members, and we may not even be aware. And this is really what the show is about today. It's about healing that part of us which is inherited through our ancestral line, our DNA, our beliefs, our values, subconscious things that we may not be aware of, and releasing them so the new can come in. Now, if we learn to connect with our intuition and open up that psychic senses that we naturally have, we can help to unlock some of these fears and release them. But if you're not using your psychic sense, or you don't have it fully open, I mean, you can reach out to psychics or healers, mediums, such as my special guest today. She's a very dear friend of mine. She's a clairvoyant, spiritual guide, a Reiki practitioner, spiritual healer, and she uses what's called soul-to-soul communication to bring you healing. Her name is Nikki Gross, and I'm going to get her on the line. Hi, Nikki. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on here.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here.
And you know, when you and I get together and we talk, we can talk for hours because we have that kind of relationship. So this is going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
I know that. Yeah, thank you. So I know a lot of my listeners don't really know much about you. So maybe can you give a quick maybe background about your story and how you got into spiritual healing and soul to soul healing, what that is?
Sure. I kind of got into it in a strange way. I was suffering from chronic pain, actually. Mm-hmm. And, went to the doctors, and all the blood tests and x-rays and everything, and the doctor told me that there was absolutely nothing wrong with me. Basically said I was healthy as a horse. And so that was perplexing and a little upsetting because, you know, I was in a lot of pain. I thought, well, I'm at 40 or whatever it was, I'm too young to live the rest of my life like this. So I basically decided in that moment that Western medicine wasn't able to help me, at least with that. So I tried some alternative types of medicine. I started doing acupuncture and yoga and fell into Reiki. And Reiki was, the acupuncture and yoga had helped definitely heal me, but it was the Reiki, that last component that I needed. And I was so fascinated with how it worked, how well it worked. I got really into it and got all the certifications to be a Reiki practitioner myself. And one of my Reiki teachers at one point suggested that I have a psychic reading. And I had, you know, I was neutral on that point. I didn't have a judgment either way, but the first reading I had was very interesting. And I ended up having some subsequent readings, and she could see things in my body and different nutrients I needed and different things. So I was just fascinated by that you could heal that way psychically. And so I then started studying that, and I've been studying that ever since, and wanted to do that for other people, is to heal people psychically. And a lot of the healing comes through the communicating with people. So the word psychic itself just means of the soul. So if you believe you have a soul or spirit, then you're automatically psychic. So it's not such a scary thing. I just communicate soul to soul, and that's the soul to soul psychically, spirit to spirit. And so I'm looking at, I'm just sharing with people what their spirit wants them to know for healing.
I love that. I love your story. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the overall.
Yeah, well, I love your story because your story is very similar to my story, and it's similar to a lot of people's story, is that you sort of, you know, you kind of come upon it. Now, there are people who are born naturally with their gifts, you know, their psychic senses aware and their healing gifts aware, but a lot of us walking on this path, we just kind of stumble upon it, and it's like, oh, this is exactly what I've been looking for. This is totally what my soul about. And it's like you said, there's nothing scary about it. The difference is that we haven't, from the youngest of age, we haven't been taught this, you know. And a lot of religions say that, you know, some psychic work or spiritual healing is the work of you know, let's just say it's Satan, or it's there's something evil about it, and that goes along with taking our power away, the natural power we have to heal ourselves. And once we heal ourselves, going back and giving back to others, because we're all connected. You know, if you listen to my show, to my listeners, you know that I always talk about we're all connected, that we're all one, there's no separation. And that's what Nikki's saying when she's talking about this soul-to-soul communication, that when you heal another, you're healing yourself, because you and I are one. There's no separation there. And that's what allows us as psychics and mediums and healers to do that healing, because when you tap into someone else, it's like you're tapping into the part of you, because we're all connected. You know what I'm saying, Nikki?
Yep, totally. And I wanted to touch on the point where, you know, people stumble onto their psychic abilities or get trained in their psychic abilities. I have tons of psychic friends that have, you know, like, I've been seeing angels since I was, you know, 2 months old or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what I've come to discover is that I did have all these gifts, and I know you had all these gifts as a child. You're born with these, and I think a lot of people who were psychically gifted when they were born, and then that got shut down culturally or through society or from family, our pain that we experience, part of that is our soul's calling to get back to that, be back in the flow of that. And, you know, it's like when we're not listening, the body starts speaking louder and louder and louder until we start to pay attention to ourselves. And
that's
my opinion on that.
Yeah, that's true, and it kind of gets in line with exactly what we're talking about today, is these beliefs and these values and these limitations, I guess we could say, that have been passed down from our ancestors. And it doesn't have to be just psychic. It can be, you know, abundance, like, you know, keeping yourself, making yourself feel worthy. Or it can be something as, you know, something like not being afraid, being fearful, or being socially awkward, or these things, or even more, how to behave in public, you know? Like, you know, we always have the stereotypical controlling relative, or could be your mom or your father, you know, your mom or your dad, that's like, that's not how you behave in public. That's not what you say. You got to do it this way. And I've even had teachers like that have placed these limitations upon us. And we have all these limiting beliefs. You know, it's important for us to try to go within, to try to heal that, you know. So, Nikki, I would just like to kind of ask you, like, when you're working with your clients or the things you've seen, like, what's one of the techniques you offer in order to heal these things? Do you have some advice on that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, every psychic is different and has their own specialty, but my passion is helping other people be self-empowered and teaching others how to heal themselves. And because I'm a natural healer and I like to teach, those are kind of how my psychic readings kind of tend to go. But, I mean, the answer to your question generally is meditation. And the word meditation scares a lot of people because we have so many pictures around the word meditation. But if you, as it's defined, it just means the root of the word, the Latin root of the word means to remedy. So it's a way of a self-healing process is to meditate. And so the type of meditation that I learned and I now teach is a type of in-body meditation. They're tools, they're energy tools, and anybody can use them, and they're totally effective. And the basic starting point is to learn how to ground yourself and to ground out foreign energies and excess energies. So there's so much stress and so much tension, and that's what caused my chronic pain with all this stress. And I have a degree in nutrition, and I have a degree in exercise science, and I was a personal trainer for a lot of years, so I understood all the physical parts of how to keep a body healthy. But because of what I went through, I realized that you can be fit and you can be strong and eat all the right foods and still not be well. There was a missing component, and it was that kind of going within of the spiritual component.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the meditation and kind of getting to know yourself is the ultimate self-healing in how to bring that all together. And so the grounding cord is a great way to relieve stress and tension. And you can't actually, in my opinion, begin to heal mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or whatever, until the body is relaxed. And so using a grounding cord can help you relax.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that too.
I know how to do that.
I think that's a great tool. You know, we're gonna do probably a meditation at the end of the show, so I think that would be a great time for us to do that grounding meditation.
Yeah. I'd be happy to go through it.
I think that sounds great. I'm writing this down here, so we'll definitely do that. I kind of want to touch on something that I'm writing notes on as you talk. I had the idea, you know, a lot of people, I think, probably know about meditation for sure. But, you know, there's things that happen in people's lives that are traumatic sometimes. It could be abusive family members, you know, alcoholism, codependency. There's a lot of things that can bring trauma in a young person's life. And I know that through a lot of spiritual circles, especially through, you know, Course of Miracles, they say that forgiveness, and in a lot of major religions will teach this, is that forgiveness is like the ultimate healer, is that when you forgive, you're allowing that energy to be released. You're not saying what somebody did was right by any means. You're not saying, you know, you're a wonderful, amazing part. You know, what you're doing is, what I'm trying to say, is that you're letting it go within yourself by forgiving. And it doesn't mean that what a person did was right. It's just letting it go. Like, do you find, or have you found, that forgiveness is really important? Do you see the benefit of that, or when you do your psychic work, how the veil sort of lifts away from people, and almost like a sack being lifted off their back or something, right?
Yes. Forgiveness is, you know, it's an intention of love, so to speak, and it's just interesting because when, for instance, myself, I've noticed when I meditate, because I'm clairvoyant, which just means I see, I have clear seeing, I see images. There's so much information I've gotten, so things maybe that's happened with my family or whatever, I've actually seen why those things have happened. And so you see the truth. It's like you're no longer tricked by the false stories. And when you see the truth of things, it's really easy to forgive. Because you see the truth. I totally agree with you that forgiveness is one of the main things. And in terms of healing family ancestry and DNA, through my own studies and books, different books I've read, it's like your cells hear you. They hear all your thoughts. And every time you truly forgive someone, it's like a green light. It's like a go. It tells your cells, in my opinion, it's a go for another step of self-healing, a restructuring of whatever heredity or ancestry you had coming into this body. So, yes.
Exactly.
Forgiveness.
Yeah, that kind of gets me thinking about something that you and I are interested in, that we talk about, and that's this thing called epigenetics. And the concept is what I wrote in the description of the show, that science and spirituality bridge together to show that we're not victims of circumstance, that we're not doomed to a life of, you know, alcoholism, for example, if you had alcoholics in your family, or abuse, or any other quote-unquote inherited condition, that we are actually the controllers of it. So we actually turn our genes on and off by our own choices, our own decisions, our own actions, and what we do with our lives, what we do with our bodies. And Dr. Bruce Lipton is one of the pioneers in this field. And if you're not aware of Dr. Bruce Lipton, you can go to his website. It's brucelipton.com. Lipton, like, you know, like the T, Lipton, brucelipton.com. And he has a couple different books out there. But I just want to talk about one of the studies that he did, and want to share that with my listeners, and maybe we can talk about this. Because what he did was he started doing research with stem cells, and he found that, you know, the stem cells in a, I feel like, a, you know, a culture dish would divide every 10 hours. And after a few weeks, you know, there's thousands of cells, but they're all genetically the same because they derive from the same parent cell. So that's an important concept, that things are coming. It's like, you know, when your whole entire body came from an egg and a sperm, and those together created your entire body. Everything came from that. So just keep that in concept in mind. So anyways, let me go forward with what his study was about. So then he decided he was going to manipulate the culture, which you can think of the culture as being like the environment of the cell. So he had different cultures. In one culture, when the cells became bone, in another there was muscle, and the other one, fat. So what this demonstrated to him was that the genes themselves did not determine the fate of the cells, because they had the exact same genes. They came from the same cells, just like we come from the same egg and sperm. So it's not that, oh, you're doomed to your past. It's like it can change based on the environment. So then he takes it a step further. So here's a question to think about. With 50 trillion cells in your body, you can think of the human body as being a skin-covered petri dish, okay? So, moving your body from one environment to another, you can change the environment within your body, will change yourself. You could think of your blood as being like the environment of the culture. And the chemistry of your blood is determined by the chemicals coming from your brain, which comes from your perception, which comes from the thoughts that you are thinking. So in other words, your thoughts do create your reality, create your health, and there's a lot of research on this, and I'm just basically giving you the tip of the iceberg, you know, I don't want to lose you with some crazy scientific stuff, but this is the gist of it, and this is called epigenetics. So I know, Nikki, you're very familiar with this. It says you have several of Dr. Lipton's books, correct?
Well, I have one. I have his
book, okay,
called The Biology of Belief. But I have several books on, you know, DNA and things like that, cellular communication. Mm-hmm. But two, I just wanted to add something to what you just finished saying. That's there's a quote by, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, the author's Lao, L-A-O, Zhu, which is T-Z-U.
Mm-hmm.
And this quote I found in a book I have called Spiritual Telepathy, Ancient Techniques to Access the Wisdom of Your Soul. And his quote says this: watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. I've heard that one before, and it's a pretty powerful one. And it's amazing because it's wasn't it written like thousands of years ago or something?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, so
it's to your point, and what Dr. Lipton showed is what we say to ourselves has a lot of effect on our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. It's a classic case of, you know, you look in the mirror and you think, oh, God, I'm ugly. God, oh, I'm so overweight, or whatever thoughts, limiting beliefs that we think, and then our body physically creates that. And I think, you know, in metaphysical circles, we've known this for a long time, and if you're listening to the show, you probably have already believed that. But the point I'm bringing is that there's scientific research to show what metaphysical healers and spiritual healers have been saying for thousands of years, you know, for even for more than hundreds of thousands of years, how Jesus was able to spiritually heal with, you know, the power of intention, the power of forgiveness, and the power of belief, you know. So it's all about your personal beliefs, you know. And yes, there's some movies out there, you know, you probably heard of the movie, you know, What the Bleep Do We Know, which mm-hmm. is a documentary that kind of talked about this concept. There's some other books too. You know, I've talked about this on my show too. Dr. Masaru Emoto, who wrote the book The Hidden Messages in Water, and his research is it's not quite, you know, DNA necessarily, but the concept that our thoughts do create our reality. And when you think that our bodies are a large percent of water, that's what the amazing thing. If you're unfamiliar with Dr. Emoto's work, he basically, this is the gist of it. He has these bottles of water, and he places labels on the water. You know, one says love, and one says healing, and one says, you know, one could say, I hate you, I want to kill you, and all these different things. And what he found was when he took the water and put them under a dark field microscope, that the ones that had the positive thoughts, such as, you know, love and peace, had these beautiful crystalline structures and snowflake patterns, and the ones that said, like, you know, hate and anger and these negative things looked distorted and had holes. And just from that simple experiment, concluded that, you know, our thoughts do create our reality, and our body is such a large percent of water. And it's so interesting to me. And I know you were talking about this today, too, about Dr. Emoto's work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. You know, our thinking it's so powerful. And so, you know, one way of self-healing is to kind of keep asking yourself, you know, is that really the line of thinking I want to subscribe to? And just in my own healing work, and what I've discovered is that awareness really is the magic pill that everyone is asking for, that everybody wants. And awareness is free. It doesn't cost a thing. And when you become aware of your thoughts, that's when you can change them. You can change anything with awareness. But until you're aware, you're asleep. And so
right.
When you're asleep, you're subject to what you're unaware of. So
yeah.
All the things we say to ourselves kind of secretly, you know, over and over and over, it's like the universe, that's all it hears. It doesn't care whether you're thinking something positive or negative or feeling something positive or negative. It just goes, oh, well, that's what they keep repeating, so that's what I'm going to give them. And you get whatever you ask for, literally. So if you keep thinking of yourself throughout the day, I'm so fat, I am so fat, I am so fat, or, you know, whatever it is. And you may not even be aware that you're saying that over and over. The universe and your body goes, okay, fat, you got it, no problem. Like,
right.
Easy
and,
as
and,
that.
And, you know, in our modern world, and I know I was raised this way, I can tell you this, that it's like, oh, you have a condition going on, you need to go to the doctor. Anything, go to the doctor. We're never taught that, you have a sore throat? Okay, well, let's think about what it is that you did to create that sore throat. How can we work to heal that? Or, you know, but I'm not saying that we should ignore medicine. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. But I'm saying that we have such this preconceived, like, go to the doctor. Like, the doctor, you give your power to the doctor, and we don't take responsibility or become aware, as you said, within ourselves to try to really heal ourselves, because that hasn't been ingrained in our culture, that's been passed down through our ancestry, through our you know, through our upbringing and along with other beliefs, right? So this concept of epigenetics says that, okay, so now let's say this generation of people I'm in my 40s, so if I start to believe that my thoughts create my reality and I can heal myself, and then I pass that down to my generation, my children, I pass that down to them, that belief, and they pass it down to their children, that sort of alters our DNA and it creates a new line onto that generation. But remember, that's just the starting point. It's like a set of blueprints, and where you go with that set of blueprints is up to you. But wouldn't it be great and wonderful to have this whole other set of starting plans in place, so it doesn't have to be this hard and intense journey of trying to figure it all out? It's like we're already here with it all. Just like you said, Nikki, you said we're born with these psychic gifts. Well, what if everyone was born with psychic gifts and we embraced it and it was just like, that's the way it is. That's our current perception. How much easier would our day-to-day existence be, and how much more connected would we feel, and how much more peace and love and light would we have in this world?
Totally. Exactly. And it's when we're really have a lot of tension in our body and we're stressed out, it stops the flow of everything you were just talking about. And so, bringing on any type of relaxation technique for yourself, whether that's going for a walk or sitting in nature or petting your dog or doing a meditation or doing your artwork. We're not culturally and society-wise not given permission to have downtime like that. Even in schools, as you know, they take away PE and they take away art and all those things first. It's like everything is so focused on the thinking mind and instead of the more creative parts of our being and having relaxation and personal time and downtime and time away from computers and electronics. So when we're so consumed by that, it makes it harder and harder to heal and be in touch with our bodies and listen to what our bodies are telling you. The body is the effect. The body is always the effect of however you're reacting to your environment. And, one of my teachers taught me that we think of the body the mind as a part of the body. But really, the body is a part of the mind.
Quote that says, we're not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. In other words, the spirit comes first. We're spirit before we're born. We're spirit when we die. We're spiritual beings having this physical experience. But that's not the way a lot of us see it. A lot of us see it, well, no, I'm a physical being having a spiritual experience. And that's my body is who I am, and I focus on the physical, and that gets people in. That's where we lose our power, because we don't realize the power that we have, and we victimize ourselves. That's kind of what I was saying at the beginning of the show about victimizing ourselves, and we have to stop doing that. We have to stop blaming other people. We have to stop blaming our parents. We have to stop blaming our ancestors. And take responsibility. Take responsibility for our own health. Take responsibility for our planet, and stop putting the blame game. And I had a whole show about this where I said taking back your responsibility. If you want to listen to it, it came out a few months ago about responsibility. But we have to stop victimizing ourselves. And one of the ways you can become more aware of your limitations, like Nikki said, it's through meditation. But some people who are gifted or if you've gone to a psychic, you can tap into your whole spiritual, all your possible spiritual existence, which is like called the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records is basically like a library that is all of your, everything you could ever possibly do in all your lifetimes. It's like right there. And when you tap into that, you start to, it's like Nikki said, you understand, you see the truth, and you have no problem forgiving. because you understand the big picture. And I'm saying this because I think a lot of people have a problem when I say there are no victims, because they have questions such as, well, why would someone choose to be physically abused? Why would someone choose to, you know, to be gay and have that happen? Why would someone choose to be raped or choose to have any of these other things that are so negative, or have a physical disability? Why would someone choose those things? And the reason why we don't believe that or understand is because we're not seeing the big picture. Like I said, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and there is a lot of things that come into place before we're born for a soul to learn and grow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So when you
there's
do your
lot,
like when
there's, you, there's a lot of different avenues we can go with that, but yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, you know, like when you're doing your psychic readings, and you've even mentioned that you are able to connect with your own higher self to heal your own family issues. I guess I kind of want to look at it and talked about is how we can do that, like, and how people can understand the whole concept of a soul contract, and that we are actually choosing our entire life before we're incarnated, that concept.
Okay. Yes.
Does that kind of make sense?
Well, right. Well, yeah, so when you see it from that perspective of these are the things that, I mean, anything is possible. You have lots of different avenues that can happen, but you have certain, between lifetimes, you decide with your guides, you know, what are the goals I want to tackle for this lifetime? What are the lessons I want to be learn? And so you make agreements with other souls on the other side, apparently. And so, you know, you agree who your parents are going to be and what lessons you're going to learn through those family experiences. And you hope you're awake enough to be able to recognize that at some point and, you know, release the karma or heal the karma and make your step ups spiritually. So you don't have to do it over again. So if you didn't get it in this lifetime, then you'll most likely have to come back and do it again in another lifetime. But in terms of the psychic readings, you know, a lot of people, you have relationship things. So it could be somebody's saying, well, I can never pick the right man. I always have a bad relationship. I always get these kind of people. So And they'll say to me, so when am I going to meet Mr. Right? Or who is that going to be? Or who does he look like? Or when is that going to happen? Those are, you know, common questions I get. And
absolutely.
I'm not into fortune telling. I mean, those are possibilities we can look at. But because I have, I tend to do the healing thing, I say, well, let me look at the energy of that. And let me see why that is a repeating pattern in your life. Let me look at the energy of that. So it could be something I see in their aura or in one of their chakras, or it could be things from past lives. So these are energies that can be cleared right then and there and healed. And it brings awareness to that person. And it's usually something they're totally unaware of. So it could be, a program that their mother has, and their mother's energy is in their first chakra or second chakra, and it just keeps tripping this person up over and over and over. So when we can kind of clear that and clear those cords, it makes space for new things to be possible. So that's kind of how the psychic readings and the healings can work. And through meditation, eventually you can start to see these things yourself. And I'm a psychic, but I have lots of psychic friends, and we still exchange readings all the time. But at least more on a daily basis, you know, you can do more of it yourself little by little, and then every once in a while check in with someone who does it for a living, and they can kind of, you know, get you back on track or find the next biggest thing or whatever. So, you know, everything's kind of in layers, right, like peeling a layer of an onion. So you go through one thing and heal one thing, and then you can go a little deeper and heal the next thing.
Right. I know you could also, too, call upon your family ancestry and your guardian angels and the ascended masters and any available spiritual help to assist with that. Because in truth, you know, we're healed, we're love, and we're light. But in this realm of experience, we don't necessarily experience that. And I think that's one of the reasons why people often reach out to mediums and such, because mediums can perhaps see beyond the veil than what the ordinary person can. We all have that ability to do that, but I think people who are more connected to that can give them that sense of reassurance that, oh, you know what, that everything's okay. There are no victims. That there, you know, my father is okay, and he does understand, and he did forgive, and that I need to work on that stuff on my own, so that I can, like you said, so that I can move past it and learn the spiritual lesson that I'm going to learn for this lifetime, or whatever that lesson is, right?
So right. It's
interesting.
In terms of mediumship readings, sometimes people, you know, passed over loved ones will come into the reading, even if they're uninvited or not invited specifically. But like I've had, like maybe a father that had passed away, that it was never a good relationship. It was a bad thing, and that person shows up and says he's sorry. I mean, that's a huge thing for that person. They're kind of blown away. Or the person, the passed over loved one is sort of in that in-between state. They're a little confused. They're not quite to the light yet. So, you know, we can help them kind of get guided to where they need to go. And then, you know, a lot of people who's maybe the mom or the dad left them early and possibly they're still alive, but I see that energy in their space, and it's something, you know, the pain that they've been dealing with the whole time. And then I can see, you know, what was the dad's energy or the mom's energy thinking and saying, and look at that clarity and give that my read information around that. And that, and they go, oh gosh, wow, I never knew that. It allows me to have more compassion for them about what they were going through at the time and why they decided to leave, for instance. So there's a lot of cool stuff that can come up.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a big word that we've been talking about for the past half an hour, I think, and the word is awareness. And I want to really emphasize that word with you all, because that is the key, is becoming aware that you're a spiritual being inhabiting a physical body, aware that there you have power to create your reality, power to change your reality, and we don't have to victimize ourselves. We don't have to become victims of circumstance based on anything that anyone has said or has has done. We have the power to change anything. It's just we're not believing that. And it's time for us to start taking back our responsibility, taking back our power, and believing that. And another thing I wanted to talk about too was we need to stop blaming ourselves. We need to forgive others, but we need to forgive ourselves. Forgive yourself for not having it right, for not having it perfect. You know, you don't have to have it all perfect. You don't have to have it all mastered and just have it all together. You're in your own place. As I talked about at the beginning of the show, we're all at different rungs of our ladder. And we go up and down at different times in our life. But you're always connected to the very highest point of that ladder. Just look at it and go to it. And that's all you have to do. And there's no one judging you except for you. And that needs to change in our environment. Modern religion has so much judgment, and I'm not, you know, saying anyone's religion is bad, but there is a lot of judgment in religion. There's a lot of, you know, feeling guilty about things and not letting the natural flow of who we are come through. And that needs to change. And that for sure needs to change. And again, we could have a whole other show about that topic. I can go on and talk about that. But I wanted to sum up what we've been talking about. We talked about awareness. We talked about, you know, not becoming victims, and the fact that our DNA is changed, our genes are changed by our own thoughts and awareness. That is totally amazing.
I know, that's huge.
How amazing is that?
Like,
yeah.
That's the best news ever.
Exactly. And I think, Nikki, before we get to the phone lines, I know I said I wanted to do a meditation at the end of the show, but I kind of feel like a lot of people would benefit from a meditation like right now before we get into the phone lines, if you're good
sure.
with that.
Yeah.
So you wanted to do a grounding and clearing meditation to help mm-hmm. us heal, and let's also put out the request to help us become aware so that we can really
yeah.
release the things that we need to let go of, family beliefs, our own limiting beliefs that we created ourselves, anything that we need to let go of. So I'll put some meditation music on,
okay.
and I'll let you go through the meditation if you want to lead it.
Yep, sounds great.
Okay, so I'll put it on, and then wherever you're listening, just try to get to a comfortable space where you can just relax, and we'll let Nikki go through it. So here we go.
Okay, so just the best position for your body in this meditation is to be seated in a chair, your spine nice and straight, and both feet flat on the floor. And let your hands rest on your thighs, palms up, keeping the energy channels open. And I want you to close your eyes and just decide, just make the decision to put all of your awareness in the very center of your head. And you're just going to operate from there. Job. And we're just going to start this meditation by giving ourselves three deep, slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Nose. Out through the mouth. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. And one last time, in the nose. Out through the mouth. Good. And from the center of your head, I want you to imagine or visualize a grounding cord. Let's all make it look like a giant tree trunk, like a beautiful redwood tree or sequoia tree or whatever your favorite tree is. And this tree trunk grounding cord is going to attach to your first chakra, which is right at the base of your spine, just above the tip of the tailbone. And it's going to attach to that first chakra and go all the way down, extend all the way down to very center of the planet, 4,000 miles down, the physical center of Earth. And go ahead and make this tree trunk grounding cord at least as wide as your hip. And from the center of your head, I just need to decide that you're going to release any foreign energy in your space. Any limiting energy in space. Just watch it or see it. Just know that it's coming down your grounding cord. Give yourself full permission to release. Complete permission. And then just decide to release any excess mental and emotional energy. Let it go. Right down that grounding cord. And you're not harming Mother Earth. She just takes that energy that's released and transmutes it, makes it neutral, and it goes back to whoever it belongs to. Nice. So if you're sensitive to energies, I'm sure you can feel the shift. Everything feels much more calmer, much more grounded, much more even in flow, less anxious. And anytime you release energy, you always want to fill up back now with your own energy, your soul essence energy. So from the center of your head, just imagine, visualize a golden sun above your head, just like the one in the sky. Make it really, really big. And put a magnet in the center of the sun and call back all your energy from the weekend, from the past, future, other people, from your family. Just call your energy back, watching that sun get bigger and brighter. And then bring that energy, your soul, life energy, in through the top of your head. And just watch it fill in your seventh chakra completely at the top of your head, your sixth chakra in the center of your head, fifth chakra at the base of your throat, fourth chakra in the center of your chest, third chakra at the solar plexus, second chakra below the belly button, first chakra at the base of the spine. And then that golden sun energy is going to fill in all your cells completely, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, all the way down to the DNA, subatomic particles, quantum level. It's all filling in with more life force energy. And then it's just going to extend out and fill your aura in completely all the way around your body. And any excess just goes down the grounding cord. Just be yourself, this one beautiful glowing ball of energy. And just give yourself a nice deep breath. Just notice how much better you feel. You might feel like you have more energy. You might open your eyes and notice you actually physically see more clearly, think more clearly, and you just have more space to be. And just open our eyes and look around. And there you go.
Awesome. That was great. Thank you so much. Yeah. I like to also say to my listeners to pay attention to any kind of intuitive guidance you receive when you do meditations, because when you're in that quiet space, your guides and your angels really speak to you. And you might have saw visions, or you might have got feelings, or things you need to let go of, or things you need to work on, whatever that is. So become aware, because remember, my intention was for you to be aware of what you need to release so that you can let it go, so that we can really truly move forward and heal. So hopefully you received some information, and I'd love to hear from you on Facebook too, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, of anything that you've received during that meditation. Or you can let us know in the chat room if you want to. We have the chat room open on the web here, so that'd be great. So thank you, Nikki. I also see Archangel Raphael here with us right now. He's really strong. Archangel Raphael, if my listeners aren't aware, he's got this emerald green energy, and he's an angel of healing that's going to help you to heal. So any kind of healing issues that you have, or anything that you, any requests that you need for healing, you want to reach out to Archangel Raphael, and instantly you will feel Archangel Raphael there with you, helping you, and he's with all of us right now, helping us all to heal. And I sense that Raphael is kind of taking some things away from us, like he's just clearing away our past karma, clearing away past stuff that doesn't work for us, because we've been creating the story in our heads of our past, where we were, who we were, and now is the only moment of time. Now is where we are. What do you want to be right now? See that. How amazing do you want to be? Feel that. Everything you're hoping for is here now, in this moment, without any fear, without any attachments to anything other than the most highest divine light. And there's a lot of angels that are helping you, and they're just taking away anything that you're wanting to let go of. let them do that. And a lot of us listening to this goes back to past lives for us from Atlantis, Lemuria, and other places where we've witnessed a lot of devastation. But we're here to change that, and we have already, and the new world is here. Continue to shine your light. Continue to be who you are, and just be the amazing, beautiful, loving light worker that you are. And I'm really grateful to connect with all of you at the heart level, because I feel like we're sharing this heart space together. And I'm just grateful to you, Nikki, too, for having you on the show for that wonderful meditation.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Some of you guys know, too, that I like to work with oracle cards. Nikki does, too. We both work with oracle cards. And Nikki was shuffling the cards before she got on the air today. And you want to tell the listeners what card jumped out?
Sure. The I have the Magical Unicorns oracle card deck. And the card that literally flew out as I was shuffling, the message says, definitely yes. The answer to your question is a strong yes. And the image is quite magical, which is funny because it's the magical unicorns. But, of course, it's this beautiful unicorn standing in the middle of a flowing river.
Mm-hmm.
And with these what looks to be like redwood trees in the background. So for me, that's all very significant, but that is just, it's going within the flow, being in the flow, being connected with yourself and with nature and with spirit. So if somebody was asking
powerful.
A question, it
yes,
might be
your
yes.
answer is definitely yes. And you know what I like about that too is that you're grounding, you mentioned a redwood tree. That's actually a nice, perfect symbolism, perfect analogy to that. To having that redwood tree just ground and having the magic of our souls just, you know, reconnected. And, you know, I was working with the oracle cards too. I have Archangel Raphael cards, and because I work with Raphael quite a bit. And the message for all of us for this weekend is about detoxification and sobriety. So basically like releasing what no longer serves us, as I mentioned, and going forth on the path with health, you know, not eating toxic food, not having toxic thoughts, not having toxic chemicals in your environment. And you can ask Raphael to help you with that, to help you to know what to let go of. And as you put your hands over certain things, you can kind of feel if it's right or not. You know, before you eat food, you can put your hand over it and feel if it's the right vibration for you. You could do the same thing when you meet people. Trust your vibration, your inner guide, how you feel about that. Chemicals, anything in your environment, even when you walk into a space, if the space doesn't feel right, honor that and work to send love to that space so it can be healed, so that better energy can come in. And the more of us that do that, the better off we will be. I also want to say, too, I see Archangel Uriel popping his head in, and Uriel is known as the Angel of Light. And Uriel can help you to illuminate a situation, to bring light to a situation. You can use Uriel to, well, like call upon him to bring light to your path, to help you see which path is going to bring me on the path of light, the most highest version of you, that's the brightest. And you can also bring light to a situation that seems dark or scary, or to bring light to your DNA, to heal your DNA. So the angels are really working with all of us right now. In fact, while Nikki was doing the meditation, I saw them repairing our DNA and restoring us to a natural state. So you're going to feel a lot lighter. There's a lot of gold energy coming in. And I know that many of you got visions and symbols coming into your head. So I would love to hear from you what you have to say and share that with me for sure. So there's a lot of magic going on, and I know we have a lot of magical listeners. So on that line, Nikki, you said you want to take some phone calls?
Yeah, sounds great.
Let's do it. I want to go down here. I feel like the angels are telling me to go down to 208 area code. I'd like to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that me?
Hi. Can we get your name, sweetie?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, it's kind of funny that she pulled that card, but I still am curious if there's any information about a specific soulmate I have in my life. I keep seemingly getting weird messages about him.
Okay. So, Nikki, her name is Nicole, and she's asking about a potential partner that she keeps getting visions about.
Okay. All right. Are we doing this together?
Whatever you feel guided to do, I trust. So I'll let you go, and then we can just kind of see what we both feel. Yeah, let's just see what we both feel.
Well, I'm just actually using the card deck right now, and the first card I pulled actually was a grandparent. It said grandparent. So Ron can jump in. You can jump in any time, but there could be some limiting beliefs preventing you from, it's like the permission thing, kind of like what we talked about before of, how do I want to say it? Like the grandparents' limiting beliefs or the program that they taught you. And so something that's limiting you, a limiting thought that they had that they're projecting onto you, that you can free yourself from that. You can say, well, that just doesn't work for me now in present time, and I'm going to give myself permission to have what I want. And then the next card I pulled was Wish Upon a Star. And so just this really, really works when you really believe that the universe already has the perfect solution for you and that miracles, really believing that miracles happen and letting yourself receive that, that you can have whatever you want. So to make a wish and expect the very best. And I think you're really wanting to have a relationship with this person, but you keep going, well, I don't know, that might make somebody upset or whatever. But if you ask the universe to help you align with what you need to go forward and then just let it go, it'll work.
I kind of agree with what Nikki's saying, because I do feel that sort of, self-worth thing that we struggle with sometimes. And I also drew a card from, I have Doreen Virtue's Romance Angels, because I knew someone was going to ask about romance. It's funny, before the show I was telling Nikki, someone's going to ask about romance. I just knew someone was. And here we go. So the card that I drew for you, hun, it says, let go of control issues. Trying to control how the situation's going to happen and let it unfold naturally into how it's supposed to be. Your angels and guides are always working with you. And there's something about father figure. It could be like the grandparent thing that Nikki said, but there's something about father figure. And the relationship that we have with our father is almost always compared to the relationships we have with our romantic partner, if it's a male figure. So any kind of male figure that we have a relationship with is almost always related to father issues. So this could also be like some type of limiting beliefs passed down through dad, which maybe dad has said some things or something like that. Or you're thinking, you have like a thought, like a subconscious thought that's in your mind from, you know, your childhood, from dad, that's affecting this. Or it could also be there's something about dad that you're looking for somebody that's similar to dad. You know, there's something about dad that I sense that's related to this relationship. And I see the picture of the card. There's like a woman that's holding a child, and it kind of reminds me of your mom. I feel like mom is very dear to you and really kind of protects you. And there might be some fear around the father figure, which is going to relate to you, you know, in relationships. So something about that. Is that making sense to you?
Well, it is interesting because as I grew up from like 12 on, my mom was horribly emotionally and possibly available, and even worse before that. But then my dad became supportive, not emotionally, but just financially supportive. But when I was young, my mom wasn't very protective, no, but my dad was, I screamed for my mom to protect me, but my dad was verbally abusive and kind of physically abusive as well.
I understand. I okay.
They're both actually really good people now, but
absolutely. Yeah, I understand there was something about that we can work to heal that. Remember, if you were listening to the show, it's all about just forgive. It sounds like you've forgiven, which I think is great. But those limiting beliefs that are subconsciously there, and I see Archangel Michael with you, and I see the angels are really lifting up these beliefs from your heart because it's coming to the surface for you to be released right now. And there's a lot of rainbow energy coming in. There's like this beautiful rainbow colors around you, and they're working on your inner child. They're helping you to kind of to heal that. But yeah, there's the whole relationship with dad is analogous with this partner. So as you heal those issues, as you let go of trying to control the outcome, you'll be happier, because it is possible that it may not work out the way you want, but that's okay, because there's always something better. The universe always gives us something better. If it's not meant to be, something better will definitely come in its place. That is a law. That's the way it's going to happen. It's just, are we open to receiving that? Are we ready to receive that? And I think that you are. And I think that I sense in your life that there's a lot of angels with you. There's a lot of good things that are about to come your way, like, because you're in that space of receiving. You're ready to receive it, and you've prayed for it. And I do feel that, you know, the issues with the emotional issues with dad are healed, but there's something I don't know, psychological or something that might be there that needs to be healed. Now, I also drew a card for you from the Magical Unicorns deck, like we were using before, and this one says, "Love heals all fear." It says the power of love can help you be less afraid, but to help you to not feel alone, because you're not alone. There's a lot of wonderful love, and I just feel your energy, and I just feel like you're going in the right direction. You're really going down this path of ascension and the spiritual path, and you have been asking the angels. They are working with you. Just like I said, just keep moving forward, and as much as possible, work on letting go of anything related to father, anything that you might not even be aware of. So continue to ask the angels to help you release any kind of subconscious thoughts or beliefs that may be in your mind, and let go of trying to figure it all out, and just let it unfold naturally. And that's what I get. How about you, Nikki? Are you getting anything else as I was talking?
Yeah, I pulled one more card from the Magical Unicorns deck, and it says it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. And what was coming to me was it's okay to be different, as in it's okay for you to be happy. It's okay. If your family history has been, no one seems like they've been happy in their life from maybe their grandparents, everyone's been complainers, or they've always had something wrong with them or whatever. And pulling the grandparent card is, and with our show, Healing Family Ancestry DNA, it's like you're aware that you don't want to be like that anymore, that you would like to change that for yourself and going forward. And that would be being different from your family. And they may even get mad at you or say you're weird or what's wrong with you, you're so sensitive, whatever. But they want to do
you
it
are.
All the time.
Yeah, so it's like this is actually what they really want for themselves. So it's kind of like, in a way, you're kind of being called. It's you're being called to help them. It's like your way, you're obviously helping yourself, but you're also helping them. When you do give yourself full permission to change and be different and be happy, anytime any of us gives ourselves permission to do something positive, to be happy, to be healthy, whatever.
Well, I did move in with them.
The next person
to save their
permission
marriage.
Too. What's that?
I did move in with them to save their marriage, which I pretty much did so far at this time. I'd probably, you say things that I think you're picking up from them. I must be coming through me. Because deep down for me, I'm excessively happy. Like, I'm beyond okay emotionally and a very good place emotionally. And I do understand the law of attraction and the angels and the guidance. And yeah, I am very intuitive. But I will say, this is the thing about it. I had a psychic tell me a long time ago when at the age I'd meet my husband, and this is the guy I met that year. And my back electrocuted me, like literally for days, every time I just glanced at him or saw a picture of him or even like his arm. And I said, fine, okay, I got it. He's my one. Now stop doing that. And it stopped. And then we had this tumultuous up and down friendship where he would always text me but never let me get in front of him. Like he would never get in person with me. And this went on for 2 years, so I pushed him away really hard. And then I came back to be just friends with him, and we don't talk a lot. But what's weird is I just get weird signals from the universe. So, like, it glitched my phone, like, a month ago, and it had his contact information on my phone, and there was no way that you can physically make it do that. That was really weird. And then a couple nights ago, I got information, like a message. And then last night, another message, and I just keep getting messages about him. So I keep going, okay, I know I'm already getting a soulmate. I know I'm very secure in that. I know it might be him. I know he's supposed to be my future husband, but I'm a little confused on why the universe keeps putting messages in front of me with him, about him. And it happened last night, but I got very okay with whatever went down with us or a future of whatever. I got very secure even knowing that there is something between us in the future, but I still got more messages even after I got very okay. And the more I let him go, the more he will end up texting me. It's kind of interesting, but...
Well, Nicole, it's like I was saying...
Well, I just thought there'd be any other information about him that way.
Well, it's like I was saying, Nicole, the, you know, just let go of a lot, like worrying about how it's going to happen, because it seems like you're very intuitive and you know what things are going to be. Just let it happen the way it's supposed to be happen. And these things that seem like miraculous things that are just kind of happening out of the blue, like those are wonderful things. Acknowledge those things. And I know it can be confusing, but it seems like they're trying to tell you to just let things be the way that, let it happen naturally, and it will happen for you. And that's the big message I keep getting. That was the first card that I pulled. So that's kind of the messages that I have for you today, hon.
Okay, because I just thought it was weird that I do actually let go and I do actually move forward and feel fine. And then that's when I get messages in front of me, and it makes me just go, why are you giving me messages if I'm just supposed to be doing it? Like, what are these messages? So,
yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in, hon, and we have to take a few more calls, but we're going to send you lots of love, and we hope you have enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thanks so much.
No problem. Let's see. Nikki, I'm going to take another call here. We're going to go to 303 area code. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm really enjoying your show.
Well, thank you. Can we get your name?
Yeah, Allison.
Hi, Allison. What can we do for you?
I am... I've just had a financial crisis and have lost a source of income and significant source of income. So I'm taking this as an opportunity to, I already have a part-time job, but to really, what's the word I'm looking for, really get my career moving in the freelance direction, online freelancing. And it's something I've been working on to get moving for a while, but now, you know, the urgency is really ramped up. So I am doing, oh, I won't say any more than that. I'll see what the cards have to say about getting this going. My birthday is in 2 days, so I am really wanting
to make this.
Thank you. I'm glad I got on the show because you're one of my favorites, actually. But I also want to make this a really good, and I want to make this a good, you know, like it's springtime and, you know, it's a new birthday year for me, and I really want it to start, you know, my life to start blossoming.
Yeah.
That includes my finances and my real work, So that's where things are.
So I'll let Nikki start on this one. Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so, hi, Allison.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. you sound pretty optimistic, which is great. And, you know, it's kind of with the previous caller, it's, you know, I think the universe gave you this opportunity of letting go of that big source of income because it really wants you to do the writing and making space. So one thing had to go in order for you to have space to do this new thing, which is your passion. And so some advice from the angels, from the cards, is the first one is to let go of any stress. And the card is really cute. It's this very pretty woman with, you know, the flower garland on her head, and she's on the unicorn's back, and everyone looks very happy and celebratory. So it's just, again, going with the flow. And I'm kind of picking up on that people are, whether it's verbal or not, or nonverbal, people are throwing judgments at you. Like, oh, you can't do that. You can't be successful that way. You're not going to make money. You're crazy. Don't do that. All the negative things. And so the bottom of this card says, don't take on other people's stress. Breathe it out now. So all those energies that you're sensing, all the negativity around you, other people's fears, don't let those become your fears. Just let those go down the grounding cord. And the next card is love. The answer that you're seeking is love. And it's like that's what you're seeking, is to follow your passion. You love the writing. This is something that's going to bring you a lot of fulfillment, and you have something to say, and it's like you're going to be helping other people with that. And the last card is to finish what you've started. So you said you had started it, but it didn't. Was it going so much, you know, in a good full-time place? So now you've started something important, and now it's time to complete it. That's what the angels are saying. So it sounds like you're on the right path, and just to just to release other people's negativity around what you want to do.
I kind of want to tap into what Nikki's saying, because I feel like, Allison, you're very sure of who you are, and you're very aware. That was a big word of our show today, is aware, being aware, and you are. And I want to remind you that you are loved, you are supported. Nikki's absolutely right, because I've been drawing cards as she was talking and tapping into my intuition. And the first card that I drew, it says support. It says you are supported as you move forward with your life purpose. So you're supported. It's just, that's a reminder for you. But there's a couple other cards, too, that I drew. And one says to trust. It says trust your feelings to guide you, but also light and love. Your purpose is bringing light and love into this world. And that's what you want more than anything, is just to you want, you're like all of us. We want this world to be peaceful. We want our world to be loving. And there's a lot of negativity in the world right now. There's a lot of harsh energy. And just this, what you're doing when you're focused on your life purpose and the work that you really want to do, it's allowing you to rise up above that negativity and give others permission to do the same, so that you can really move forward. And I just, I see something about writing, like this is kind of what I'm getting. You're writing a book, right? Isn't that what you said?
No, I should be writing a book, and that's actually one of my life purposes. But, of course, I am the world's best procrastinator. So at this point, I am. And also, I also have lifelong issues with really
difficult. I just see you as being like a very successful writer, very successful author, and just having...
Yeah.
Just being really successful with that. Like, I just see you doing that. I see a lot of money with that issue, with that. Like, it's like I'm seeing dollar signs, ding, 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 like everywhere. Like, I'm just really seeing that.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I did start a number of years ago. I started a draft, and I mean, it's just incredibly rough draft on a book that is completely unfinished. It just got to I just hit a wall, and I just put it down. And so... there's that, you know, I kind of cringe to pick it back up, because I'm also very, very hard on myself, so I don't even want to look at what I did, because it brings up a lot of, I'll just want to look at it and just go, God, this is total garbage, even though I know I write well, even my rough draft is better than probably what most people could do on their best day. And I know that, but I compare myself to really great authors, and I just look at, oh, this total crap, you know. Fortunately, I have not deleted it from the laptop, but it's still there. But what I'm looking to do right now is just freelancing gigs, short stories or editing. I'm a really damn good editor, although I don't enjoy it anymore because I make everyone else look good. And I'm like the power behind the throne. And I did that for so many years. It's like, when do I get to shine instead of making everyone else shine?
Well, when do you get to shine? That's a... only you can.
I'm really veering away from the editing, although there is incredible need for my skills. There is no doubt about it. There's a lot of people out there who can't write a normal sentence, you know, basic grammar, 1A, 1B sentence. Mm-hmm. And so I really don't enjoy it, but I'm good at it, so I don't rule it out, but it's not something I want to.
Well, here's my advice for you, Allison.
A little bit, but not as the bulk of my work.
Here's my advice for you. You're actually that kind of person that you're going to be successful at whatever it is that you put your mind to because you're that driven of a person. But when you were talking, you said, when do I get to have it come to me? And that's something that I want you to really think about because it'll come to you when you decide that it's ready for you. And it seems like you're in that space. So since you're in that space, just decide that with all of your being. Choose that with all of your being and take that driven energy that you have and put it into that. And yes, it's going to be frightening. Yes, it's going to be fearful. But I drew another card and it says the changes that you're going through are positive. And it shows a unicorn walking through a door as if to say this door is open for you, waiting for you to walk through this door. Go through it. Take that leap of faith. Do those things you're going to do. And you will be supported on it. You know you're going to be supported. Yeah. It's just scary because it's a major change. It can be scary.
It is a major change, but it is really overdue. The one thing that I'm really also integrating in all of this right now is the speaking and writing really consistently. Writing affirmations, saying them to myself. Which is based on Louise Hay, her life, and so it's not just only that, but I've created for myself what I call a positivity course, like a course in college, but it's my own course. It includes good eating. It includes almost complete eradication of sugar in my diet, which for me mostly comes from good beer, because I'm not a sweet eater otherwise. I making sure that I do my affirmations and my writing in my journal, things like that, that I have a tendency to just completely, I hate to say it, just kind of push to the wayside. I'm now really getting on the horse and staying consistent with it, which is a very big deal for me. So that's part of and I did a great vision board on the Pisces new moon that we just had. Beautiful vision board. So I'm really on board, but it's very new. I don't know where it's going to lead. I need it to bring me financial abundance, though, this path. And I really have to just cultivate the big F word for me, which is faith.
You're going to be as successful as you desire to be, and it will happen for you as long as you keep committed to that path. And, I'm sure you do work with the angels. Archangel Michael is great at giving courage and confidence. Metatron, I see Metatron working with you because Metatron is really good, too, for helping you to get organized. And I see Archangel Metatron there. And also Archangel Gabriel for helping you to get that motivation to be a communicator, because that's what Gabriel is. That's Gabriel's function to help with that. So I see those three angels. And I also sense some of the elemental kingdom with you because you're a very old soul and you do have this connection with the elementals. So there's a lot of different energies that are working with you. You're kind of like me where you get into all these different things. You're like, ooh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do that. And I'm the same way. I get exactly like that. But just choose what makes you the happiest and know that you're don't take no for an answer because you can do it. You can be successful at it. It's just letting it happen. That's kind of how I feel where you're at.
Right, exactly. And I put Archangel Gabriel's picture on my wall. I also did some with my vision board that he's creating on my walls that are very bare. So I put his picture up there. So because he is the communicator, and that is my calling. So he's
to
me.
Yep, you should be teaching other people these spiritual insights that you have, deep spiritual insights. You're definitely a spiritual teacher, spiritual communicator, for sure. And the universe supports you with that mode. So, Allison, I have to kind of wrap up the call because we only have a few minutes left. But I want to thank you so much for supporting the show and for calling in. And we're going to definitely send you extra healing energy and supporting you along your journey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure. I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you and on almost the eve of my birthday, which is
happy birthday too. So. Happy birthday. Hope you
thank
have
you.
A wonderful
happy birthday. Happy
birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. You made it wonderful
Allison.
A little bit early. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
So, Nikki, I know you're going to be at the New Living Expo coming up in a couple of weeks. Can you maybe tell everybody what that's all about, what's coming up?
Yeah, it's really exciting. If you happen to live in the San Francisco Bay Area or a state nearby and you want to come, there's a New Living Expo. It's a three-day holistic spiritual wellness expo where there's a lot of amazing, well-known speakers coming and different events and, you know, people at the with tables and things like that. And on Sunday, the dates are, it's that last weekend in April. So April, I guess, the Friday.
April 31st, I think, or April 30th. April 30th and May 1st, I believe, yeah. April 30th, yeah.
Right, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Sunday, May 1st, from 2:30 to 4, there's a panel that you can come to live or you can watch it live video streaming, I believe. The panel is called Calling on Angels, and I'm one of five panel members, and we're going to be talking about, you know, how to connect with your angels, how can you tell if you have an angel, what the future holds for you and your angels, things like that. So it's all about angels, so it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. And then tell everybody, too, how, like, if they wanted to get a professional reading with you, where they can go to do that.
Yeah. My website is my name, nikkigross.com, N-I-K-K-I-G-R-O-S-S.com. And I have all my services listed there. And it's just a PayPal button. You choose what service you want. You make the payment. And then I get an email, and I will be in contact with you to set up an appointment time.
And I also have the website linked on the show page. So listeners, if you want to listen, click her link, you can check out her website and for more information about that. So it was a great show today. I just want to sum up what we talked about again. We talked about awareness is huge, becoming aware and not victimizing yourself because you are not a victim and you can take control of your life. Dr. Bruce Lipton is a wonderful researcher and author who has some great books on the topic of epigenetics. It's EPI, then genetics, and you can find out some more information about that. If you like the show today, please click follow on Blog Talk Radio, and that'll keep you posted with newer episodes, and it'll help to support me as I grow the show. Next week, I feel like I want to talk more about this healing concept, so I think I might talk more about this epigenetics concept. But on Saturday, I will be doing intuitive readings with my listeners that call in, and I'll be using the Oracle cards, and I'd be happy to take your calls. You can find out more about me by visiting my website. It's ascensionmagic.com, or you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And thank you again, Nikki, so much for being a part
thank
of this
you
show,
so
and
much.
I know we'll do it again sometime, right?
Absolutely.
I would love to have
you
on again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're like
I would love to be
an awesome
on again.
Person. So I always like to say all is well, and we're going to end with just a little bit of love.